I'm a little bit disoriented. I thought perhaps we had been discussing ableist rape culture. Also, at our main station, anchor.fm/intuitive, and maybe we did. But there have been such profoundly good intersecting conversations. It's okay that I don't remember. It's okay that I don't remember anyway. When I was first a young internet user, I was a reader of a website called The Misanthropic Bitch. And like with many others through my life, when reading The Misanthropic Bitch, I was impacted by her courage in saying what she felt must be said. And I wished for that kind of courage. And I'm not sure if we can say exactly that I ever found it. We could say it if we want. But it's very different than I anticipated. I don't know if this is anything like her experience. Perhaps we have a few things in common. You are listening to our Intuitive Public Radiothon. We are broadcasting portions of our lives and elucidating details of what needs must be met and telling you how you can help and participate and also get your needs met. If you would like to be in touch with us live on the radio, email public@intuitive.pub. I and a small group of others at this Intuitive Public Radio are volunteering every day online to coordinate community support and crisis aid for individuals affected severely by disability, marginalization, and environmental hardship who cannot find help anywhere else. Each one of us is severely affected ourselves. For a long time, we have been looking for other organizations dedicated to doing the work we're doing out of necessity, but so far, no luck. Yet, hope. We focus on being friends to one another, inventing new ways to get more of all our needs met, more effectively addressing conflict and suicidality by collaborating towards necessary situation change and increasing safety for everybody in our communities. We are looking for more people who are working on this, who want to work on it, and we are wondering why more people aren't. It is the most effective way we have found to address the problems we're facing, often overlooked or denied by more mainstream volunteer organizations. I and all of us would be very grateful for assistance finding other groups working on these same things and to be connected with individuals who want to work on this. Please feel free to message me at max@intuitive.pub, that's my email address, and ask me questions. Please also remember that we are severely disabled and affected by extremity ourselves, seeking to find others who recognize these kinds of collaborations are needed, and doing this work in an effort to save our lives, so far without the support of a larger organization. Thank you for listening.
Do, 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 do. Do 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 do.
There's something I want to say about the misanthropic bitch, and I reach back into my memory for it, and it's not quite verbal yet. And I don't remember. I don't think I remember much at all of what I read. Do you think her posts are in the Internet Archive? Maybe. What I remember is reading her words and feeling respect. That's what I remember. How old was I? Maybe 14, maybe 15. I'm not sure. Something like that. She sure didn't seem to pull any punches. But I was how old? Punches have changed in ensuing decades. We are all having to pull punches, having to let punches fly with honesty. And with all of the honesty, I think all of us are feeling pretty punchy. Listen to our episodes previously recorded by navigating to intuitive.pub/radio/stream. You can find us on many different podcast platforms. You can follow anchor.fm/intuitive, our main station, and this station, anchor.fm/intuitiveflow. You can also find more information about our episodes, or at least the ones we've gotten to so far, by navigating to intuitive.pub/radio/text/doc. There are even some transcriptions you will find there. And there are more to come. We often continue adding content to our episodes which have been published, so you might not see that content right away at the end of the episodes on other podcast platforms. But if you check out anchor.fm and our various stations thereon, you will find that additional content. And we also make a great effort to include it when we add podcast episodes to the streaming internet radio station at intuitive.pub/radiostream. Emailing public@intuitive.pub is how you get on the air. Emailing max@intuitive.pub is how you reach me privately. I'm going to do some self-care. Remember to breathe. That ableist rape culture chat was really important. And before I found it, I didn't know if anything like it really existed. I'm very grateful to Alice Wong, who you can find on Twitter @disvisibility, for helping to facilitate that conversation. And there were others also, which are slipping my brain momentarily. But I hope you'll check out the hashtag and support those who are part of the conversation, because it's a conversation. We need to have this conversation. Boy, do we. Intuitive public flow, or intuitive flow, or IPR flow, and we'll settle somewhere eventually, is dedicated to identifying how, together in community, we can install algorithms that are more healing than the ones we have currently. The only way to get to the good flowing stuff is to address what doesn't flow and address what does not have support and address what can break things down and cause chaos and disaster and confusion. When we
talk about these things together. For instance, hashtag ableist rape culture. We give ourselves a means of clearing the clogs in systems that need more flowing, that need more connectivity, that need more function, that need more community. And so many of the problems that we have right now are because we can't talk about them sufficiently. We don't have a language for talking about them in a way that doesn't seem to deteriorate and destroy everything. We're inventing those languages together. We're learning from one another. And thank goodness we're finally talking about ableist rape culture, because that is sure something that I needed. The misanthropic bitch, whatever it was she was saying that I don't remember, the impression she made on me was that she was willing to talk about the things that others weren't willing to talk about. And so at this point in my life, when I am in this body on this planet, and I am part of this culture, whose ability to speak for itself authentically seems to have been destroyed, where so many people can't even find words to allow them to identify what's gone wrong, and then to bring one another together to implement solutions. Nothing flows without this. If we try to skip it, we end up in our current set of terrible situations. Always be alert, because when machines get too close to the windows, I don't know what distance I am eyeballing right now. 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet or thereabouts, maybe 60 or 70, depending on the vector. My spatial ascertaining is prioritized differently than it used to be.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.